Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Garcia reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to third. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garcia tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Scott moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Rodriguez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta strikes out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Muser scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Herman steals second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Garcia moves to third. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Melton steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye F. Rom County Stadium in Milwaukee.